Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. And this episode, we are fortunate to have on Jordan Cronkite. Jordan just finished his senior season as a top player for the USF football team and looks to be one of the top running backs in the upcoming draft class. Jordan, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate the call.
To start, let's talk about this postseason. We know successful collegiate career, but what's this been like for you, this entire process?
It's been a long grind. Been at it since about late December all the way up to now. Just constant work, Monday through Sunday with an occasional day off. None of it's really in my hands, just based off of what your play was during college. And then now it's just not about that. Now it's about making yourself better as a young man and working on your body and getting it where it needs to be. And it's just been a grind, but I'm very thankful to be in the position that I'm in now. So,
and Jordan, what kind of role do you see yourself playing next year if you make it to the NFL?
I'm just a guy who does whatever the coaches ask of me. I'm not into all the stats and all that. Anybody who knows me, I'm just into winning and stuff like that. We're doing whatever it takes for us to win a game. So,
and with the idea of where you're at now, we know early on in your career transferred from Florida to USF. What went into that decision?
It was just a business decision. Had nothing to do with off the field issues or me being selfish or anything like that, or like nothing with school. Like, never was in trouble or anything like that. No issues. It was just a decision that I decided to make and I thought was what was best for me in my athletic and academic career. So,
and Jordan, after transferring from Florida, you redshirted that season. You played on the scout team. How did it help your development as a player?
It wasn't necessarily like development as like on the mental aspect. It was more, I was fortunately able to get real close with my teammates who were actually playing and help them out on the side, which was good. So I was able to build some sort of trust with them, even though I wasn't playing. And then I was able to work on like little things and go back to the basics now that I wasn't playing that entire year. So I was able to work on the little things.
And for team success as a whole, you saw it firsthand, transferring and then having to rebuild those relationships. How important is it to have strong relationships with the running backs, offensive line, really everyone on the offense to lead to team success?
It's extremely important, like you said, starting from the quarterback, offensive line, to receivers. You guys are all, like, football is not an individual game. It's 11-on-11 game. It's all teamwork makes the dream work. So it's very important to have a great relationship with each position on the opposite side of the ball, as well as defense as well. Everybody on the team, from the specialist, consider yourself or try to be that guy to try to lead guys when you don't have any foundation with anybody on the team, and to get them to actually know people as a person outside of the football field. So that's extremely important.
And Jordan, you had a very, very successful high school, playing the Army All-American Bowl. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what went into the decision to choose Florida?
I was pretty successful in high school. Obviously, I didn't win a state championship, but I came extremely close. High school was a grind. I mean, my high school coach was Cedric Irvin. Played running back for Michigan State. Played for the Lions in the NFL. And not believe. It was just that in high school, he just like instilled in me just hard work and like what you reap, what you sow, like what you put in, what you're gonna get out. And since being eighth grade going into high school, he told me hard work and dedication was just gonna put you over the top. And since then, that's just what got me to being able to be pretty successful in high school. And then I was fortunate enough to be an Army All-American. And what led me into going to Florida? At the time, I was committed to Miami. Not at the time, but more recently, around that time, had just decommitted from University of Miami, and then I wanted to stay in Florida. And then I had a I had other options that weren't in Florida at the time. And then I had, like, I guess, shortened my list of what schools I was interested in. And then UF came around the time of Army game. And then, before that, it wasn't for offense. It was as they had gave me an offer as to play on defense because I was an athlete in high school. And then they came around for offense. And then I took a visit. And then, obviously, I enjoyed it enough. I love the academics and like the school and everything that came with it. Life outside of football and the perks that came with it, like I said. And then obviously the football part that came into it. But then ultimately that's what made me decide to go there, just the mixture of both things.
And with being a high level Division I player, talent-wise, in high school, what's that recruiting process like and handling it in addition to being just a normal high school kid?
It's, most people would think it's like all glitz and glamour, but it's really not. I mean, at least from my perspective, I mean, it's cool and all. Everybody knows that, oh, you're this big-time football recruit and whatnot. Everybody loves you, but I mean, you're normal, just like everybody else. You still want to be able to be looked at as a normal person and not just, you're just this football person and you're better than somebody else. So I always made it a point, at least me in high school, I treated everybody equally and I just wanted the same respect from them. I had a relationship with everybody in my high school, from teachers to people's parents and grandmas and stuff like that, even to this day. And I always made it a point to not to let the football stuff get over my head and like make people smaller than what you actually are. So.
And Jordan, obviously we know the speed of the game is very different at the high school level. At the college level, the players are very different. Was there a moment when there was a practice or a game that made you realize that, wow, these are legit D1 football players?
Oh, I would definitely say, I mean, I knew the speed and the strength and body types and stuff were going to be different going into college. I think it was my first like nighttime, like fall camp, somewhat live, like 90% live scrimmage at UF. And that's around the time where we had almost everybody, I think almost all 11 on defense starters. I think they're all in the league now. So, I think it was one time where it was like a third down or something like that. And then they ran like a blitz and both backers came. And then I think it was Alex Anzalone. And then it was Jared Davis at the time. And then I had to pick up Jared. And Jared's like an extremely like tactical blitzer, at least at that time. And like he was well seasoned, like being in college. And like I was new to everything in like high school. You don't really pick up blitzes like that in high school. I probably don't at all, if anything. And then that was like my first like real like one-on-one encounter. And then, I mean, he didn't beat me too bad, but I mean, since then, it just really like made me realize like to work on little things and practice like my craft every day and stuff like that, because you're not going to be the most talented and the most skilled or biggest or anything like that all the time. So the smallest things matter. But then since then, I've had that in my head.
Jordan, what would you say are your strengths as a running back?
I mean, I feel like I can do it all. I mean, I can run, obviously, catch the football. That I put both of those on film. I definitely can pass block. Learned that early on in college. I'm a team guy. I mean, I can do whatever's asked of me. That's how I feel about myself.
And Jordan, one of the most important aspects is being able to watch film and break down someone, opponents. How have your film studying habits progressed as college has gone on for you?
I mean, I learned how to break down film at the high school level. He brought that into us. We watch after every game, even before games, every day. And then once I got to college, I got a few like techniques here and there. So like, it's not like I was going in there blindly. So, like, as I got older, I guess at my age now, like, I see things and it clicks way more faster. Like I realize things that he thinks is due quicker than I was before in high school. So I hope that I can carry that on to the next level.
Jordan, now you see yourself where you're at today, but being that you were senior, one of the leaders on the team, how did you take on a leadership role this past season for USF?
We had a lot of new people on our team last year. A lot of transfers, a lot of freshmen, a lot of guys who didn't play through the year before that. There are guys, there's a ton of seniors in this year. Wasn't that many, a lot of young guys. Being that I was one of the older guys, I had to, I feel like I was always a leader even when I was redshirting. So this was my last year. So I was just taking, like, starting with my room, like my position room, and taking those guys under my wings, so to say, and just getting them to realize that you have to work hard, like literally every single day. It may sound cliche, but you really have to if you want to maximize your talent and take yourself over the top and separate yourself. And I was just trying to look out for everybody, offense and defense aside, just getting close with people and making sure everybody was like being themselves and maximizing their time here at the school, at least while I was still there and whatnot, because I would have hated for them to waste the opportunities at the university.
And Jordan, playing in the AAC, very competitive division, a lot of talent. Who was the toughest defensive player you had to go up against this past season?
I'll definitely have to say probably with anything, Patrick Nelson, SMU, the like linebacker / safety. He's definitely a really great player for them. But I have to say, like, defensive-wise as a whole, it was definitely Navy. Navy was a very, very feisty defense.
In addition to the other teams in the AAC having a ton of talent, you guys have a tremendous amount of talent as well. Is there one freshman or sophomore from this past season that hasn't gotten that media attention but stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
If there's a guy, it would definitely be, I mean, there's multiple guys, but definitely Johnny Ford. He had a couple of like personal issues last year, so he wasn't on the field as much, but he's most definitely a guy to look out for. Randall St. Felix at the receiver position, he's definitely a guy. He'll go and catch anything that's thrown his way. Definitely those two guys, for sure.
And Jordan, obviously teams will be getting the film they need of you, but one of the most important aspects is the type of person you are off the field and in the locker room. What would teams be getting in you?
A guy that would never be nowhere he's not supposed to be. Look out for other guys. Whatever is asked of me is going to be done. Like I said, there's never been any issues with me off the field in that matter, that sort. Just a guy who's going to do it right all the time.
Outside of football, we know end goal, NFL. Do you have any career aspirations for once your football career is over?
I thought about going back to school, maybe go into law school with criminology and that sort, or potentially get into one of these businesses with some of my friends from high school. Because, like I said, I've always had a relationship with them and their parents, and they're pretty successful business owners. So maybe get into something of that sort with them.
And Jordan, what was a typical game day like for you? And what was it like playing at your home stadium?
Typical game day for me is wake up, be as relaxed as possible, make sure I'm loose, being myself, watch a little film, go to the stadium, still relax, see my family for a second. Whatever, warm up. I'm pretty relaxed on game day. I'm not like some people like to be on edge on game day. I'm just myself all the time. And then like playing in front of the home stadium. it was, I'm gonna be honest, it had its moments of, there wasn't really that much support there, but then sometimes there was a ton of people. But I mean, I'm just thankful for whoever came. I'm still thankful for whoever didn't, but whatever support that there, I was really always appreciative of it. It was pretty cool being able to play in an NFL stadium, because like, that's, besides in Temple, that's the only one I've ever played in. Because like, growing up, I never went to an NFL game growing up or anything like that. So like, that was pretty cool for me to be able to play in the stadium all the time.
Jordan, do you have a favorite memory from your collegiate career?
One of my first touchdowns when I was at Florida. I think we were playing, I want to say, New Mexico State, or we might have been playing UMass. I'm not sure which one, but definitely that one. Being able to do that in front of a ton of my friends and my family was there. So it was pretty special for me.
And Jordan, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Oh, it would definitely have to be Adrian Peterson. I was lucky enough to, during Super Bowl weekend, I was lucky enough to come across him in a gas station. Because I knew his former coach at the time, so I was able to get in contact with him. But that was my first face-to-face interaction with him, and then we had a nice sit down, and he taught me like a lot of life lessons on the mental aspect of the game and why he's still able to play at the age, not that he's even old, but the age that he's playing now, still being able to do what he's doing to be successful, because it's more mental than physical, he said. But definitely him, because I've seen videos of him working out, and like, obviously how spectacular of a player that he is, and it'll most definitely be him.
Jordan, has it come across your mind or hit you at all that you have a chance to sign an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing you'd want to do in the signing bonus?
Definitely put it away. I'm not really into all the glitz and glamour and stuff like that. Yeah, I like nice things, but I'm not the type to just go in as soon as I get the money, blow it, like the chance that I get it. So definitely put it away and be able to save it and save whatever it is that I get, because you never know how long that you're going to play, and you just want to do everything the smart way.
And Jordan, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Like I said earlier, just definitely maximize your opportunities while you're in school. Like, definitely take advantage of your free time and use it towards football. Like, yeah, you want to have a social life, but I mean, that's always going to be there. Like, make sure you're doing the little things right and taking every lift, every run, every practice. Like, take it serious, because while you're not doing that, somebody else is definitely for sure doing it. Kids out there hungry, like definitely hungry nowadays, and don't rely on you being the best player on your team and your talent, because like I said, the little things get you over the edge, even in the NFL, the little things are going to separate you from somebody else. So that's all I would say on that.
That was Jordan Cronkite, formerly with the USF football team. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck this draft season.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys.